In fact, let's take a quick look at your room while we're talking about it. This is, I think you call it Studio A.
That's right.
We have a photo of that we want to show everybody to see where it is that you actually hang your hat. There it is.
Isn't that pretty? That is so pretty. It's a wide angle shot, and although the tilt up at the top looks like the ceiling is tilted, no, that's not true. You're tilted. That's
right. Oh, I must be, yeah.
Yeah. The loudspeakers. You want to hear a little bit about the equipment?
Please.
Okay. On the wall, you see four Mondo traps by a company called Real Traps. The left main speaker to the left of the curtain is a Revel. Or do you say Revel? I really wouldn't know.
I always say Revel myself.
Yeah, and I say tomato, so it must be. Okay. Anyway, it's a Revel. I forgot how you called it, so I'll just let it go on. It's a Revel Gem Ultra. Mm-hmm. Which is their smaller speaker that could be potentially mounted on a wall. It goes down flat to 60 hertz. And on the floor at the left and on the right are the two JLF Phantom F112 subwoofers.
Mm-hmm. Nice subs.
They are incredible subs. You know that they can do a 4-inch excursion?
Huh.
Yeah, wow. When we play effects movies, it shakes your pants legs.
Mm-hmm. Now, Creamy Corn Cob in the chat room is commenting, and I was going to as well, that not only are they great subs, but they're corner loaded. You've put them in the corner.
Which I want to talk about that.
Yes, please.
It up in the corner. People have said, oh my God, you can't corner load these things. It's going to have, you know, big boom and boost. Well, okay. What we have, I could go on about the amplification, but there's about something like 5,000 watts total. Amongst all the speakers and a dedicated 100 amp service that I designed and put in. Mm-hmm. So I can play my Discovery shuttle launch recording at full shuttle launch levels without dimming the lights. I was waiting for that to happen before. It used to dim the lights when the subs would hit their full peak. Right. I said, we've got to put dedicated power in here. And, you know, it's like we gained another 3 or 4 dB, doubled the power of everything just by putting in a good power line.
Wow.
Think about it. You say, oh, I've got a 500-watt amp. I got a 10,000-watt amp. If you don't have the power to drive it, forget it. Doesn't matter. Okay, so what were we going to talk about? Oh, yeah, why are the subs in the corner?
Corner loading, yeah.
Okay. I don't like that term corner loading, I guess. They're there because it's produced. Okay, the room has a cathedral ceiling. At the front, it's 12 feet high, and in the back, it's 23 feet high. Let me repeat that. The room has a cathedral ceiling, starts at 12 feet, which is incredibly ideal, and then ends at 23 feet in the back. So there
twice
is no,
as tall.
Just about. And there are no floor-to-ceiling reflections to worry about.
Mm.
Okay. However, in the front, the lengthwise from front to back varies from 18 to 21 feet. And while that's a really, really great room, and it's turned out to be a great room, it has its bass problems, as we all do. And at the listening position, there is a dip at about 50 hertz, which corresponds with a 22-foot length.
And wavelength, yeah.
That's right. And so I painstakingly moved the subwoofers around inch by inch. Niagara Falls. Anyway, slowly I turned the subwoofer. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And till I found the exact spot where the 50 hertz was attenuated the least. Okay?
Mm, okay.
And the rest of it is easier. It's a lot easier to attenuate peaks than it is to bring up a dip, as you probably have learned. And,
yep, absolutely.
Maybe it's time to look at the frequency response graph.
Yeah, there's a correction graph. Let's take a look at that.
What is your engineer's name? So I can call him.
There it is.
Name. Okay. In brown is the original frequency response of the room. And you can see that corrected by a program called Accurate. I know it's pronounced weird, but it's spelled A-C-O-U-R-A-T-E, and a companion program called Accurate Convolver. You can see that the end response at the listening position has been reduced to plus or minus 1 dB relative to the target. So that's a remarkable. I mean, you don't see that kind of thing anywhere. It's
flat. Oh, yeah.
It's about minus 3 at 16 hertz. So we started with what you see in brown, and we ended up with what you see in red.
That's amazing.